Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's go to the fan hotline. Scott Petrak joins us, covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. His work available at BrownsZone.com. Hello, Scott.
Scott!
How you doing, fellas?
We're okay.
We're good. We're good. I'm talking Andy off the ledge about the four quarterbacks on the roster. It's been a little much, but he's doing okay.
I heard earlier he didn't seem okay.
You know,
I just have a headache.
We calmed him.
Scott, in what world are we ever talking about keeping a fourth quarterback and spending the majority of our speaking time on the three and the four? Like, we are in the bizarro world. This is real. I can't ever remember doing this before. I don't know. Like, you tell me, how many teams are keeping four quarterbacks? What do you think?
Yeah, I would think the Browns would be the only one.
Okay.
That doesn't necessarily make it wrong, but the reason, I mean, it's all Shadur. I mean, that's why we're talking about it all the time. It's because of Shadur Sanders and the following he has and his popularity. I mean, that's why you guys are talking about the third and fourth quarterback so much, and the reason they're keeping four is because they drafted two of them, and they traded up to draft Shadur Sanders. So that's why I think this is an exception to the rule. You know, they see a lot that they like in Gabriel, and they like a lot in Shadur Sanders, so why not keep them both? And I understand it's unusual, and I wouldn't do it most times, but I think you can make the argument when you think there's a chance one of these guys could turn into something good, or both these guys, that's more important than, you know, sixth linebacker or the seventh receiver.
I agree with you on that. Something Kevin said yesterday I thought was intriguing, and he clearly gave the impression Kenny Pickett will be good to go week one. Where does he, and I assume he's the backup, but where does he fit here, knowing that a lot of folks think that he would have been the starter had he been healthy all during camp, and that he might be choice number one among those four guys for the coaching staff in the front office?
I think it's a fascinating discussion. I'm not convinced he's going to be the backup week one just because he hasn't played in so long. You know, it's July 26th with the hamstring and didn't play in the preseason, missed a lot of team drills. Now, maybe he's ready to go week one. I think there's a certain comfort level in having him as your backup as opposed to a rookie, even though Dylan Gabriel looked really good the last 2 weeks. So I would think it'd be Kenny Pickett, but I'm just not ready to go there. Neither was Kevin Stefanski when I asked him yesterday. I get what you're saying, Jeff, because I think there's an assumption out there, and I've made it, that it's Joe Flacco until the Browns are bad, and then they'll go to a rookie. But is there another scenario out there where, you know, Joe Flacco is okay, and yet they still want to see Kenny Pickett, yeah, or the Browns are bad, you know, whatever the record is, 1-5, and then instead of going to a rookie, they go to Kenny Pickett? I could certainly see that for the reasons you mentioned. He's young. They believe there's upside there. They believe there's potential. That's why they traded for him, and that's why he would have had a really good chance to win the starting job if he hadn't gotten hurt.
Here's a little twist on that I keep thinking. It bounced around my head. Pickett, if he ends up starting this year, gives you a guy who could be your starting quarterback next year as you bring along whoever you draft at quarterback next year slowly. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
I don't know that Sanders or Gabriel give you that opportunity And I don't know that Joe will be back. I don't know that he won't. But I think Pickett could be that perfect bridge kind of guy while you get fill-in-the-blank ready who you drafted in 2026.
Maybe. Yeah, that's an interesting part of this, Jeff. I haven't given it too much thought. He's not under contract.
No.
I don't think for next year.
No.
But if he was here and played a little bit or started and looked okay, could you bring him back as that, quote, bridge guy? Yeah, I could see that. And he would make more sense than probably Joe Flacco at 41 or either of the rookies.
Is there any part where you think the Browns are regretting drafting two quarterbacks?
Well, maybe when I hear you talk about
seriously, Scott, if I'm on an island, tell me, go, Andy, you're on an island and you're not thinking right.
No, I mean, I don't think you're alone. I don't quite agree with you. I don't think they regret it. We could talk about the noise surrounding this situation and, to talk about, are they sabotaging him and all that. And
do you think they're sabotaging? Let's start.
I don't think they are.
No, of course I don't. No, okay.
Why would you do that? I mean, if you trade up for a guy and then, they're devoting time to him in practice and meetings, it doesn't make any sense to me. And I think it's ludicrous. But do they get annoyed by that? Maybe. I mean, I don't think Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry are guys that listen to that kind of stuff very often. So I don't think it's that big a deal to them. And so I don't think they regret it. I think you can certainly question, and this goes into the whole keeping four quarterbacks. Mm-hmm. You can certainly question and doubt drafting two of them and drafting one in the third and one in the fifth, right? Like, that set them up for all this. Set them up for the noise. It set them up for the, man, you got to keep four quarterbacks discussion. It's because they drafted two. But once you did that, and once one of them was Shedeur Sanders, it just changed the landscape of everything.
Scott Petrak joining us, brownzone.com, where you can read Scott's work as he covers the Browns for the Chronicle-Telegram. I think there are two main roster decisions here, and add to it, if you would, and thoughts on both. Did Deontay Johnson make enough of an impression where they keep him and expose Gage to waivers and then maybe try and get him on the practice squad? And did Kevin take Shedeur out of the game in hopes of getting into a position for a game-winning field goal, which Andre Schmidt had the opportunity to execute, and he made it, and thus there's a decision to be made at kicker?
Yeah, when it comes to receiver, I'm with you, Jeff. I heard you guys talking earlier. Mm-hmm. I would keep Deontay Johnson. I think the upside is there, just given everything he's done. And up and down camp, no doubt about that. I thought he tried to show energy and enthusiasm coming down the stretch to try to earn himself a spot on the team. I would keep him, but I haven't been in meetings with him. I don't know, I don't know behind the scenes if he's worth keeping or not, if he's worth any perceived hassle. I think it's going to be Caden Davis over Gage Loverdan. Oh, I could be wrong about that.
Okay.
But he's bigger. I think he's faster. Loverdan's been really good. I think you can get him to the practice squad without thinking about it. It's, he's an undrafted rookie. He's smaller. Those aren't the kind of guys that get picked up routinely on the waiver wire. I think Davis has been around longer. He's bigger, all those things I mentioned. Loverdan's been good. I thought he looked small a couple times the other day when he got hit and went down hard. That's just me. Maybe I'm wrong about that at receiver. But I think Davis could lose out if they keep Deontay Johnson. And then the kicker thing, it's interesting. I don't understand why Stefanski didn't go with Shedeur for that two-minute drive. It seemed like the perfect scenario.
Sure did.
To give him a chance to win the game.
Yep.
But if you're going to give me a reason, that would be it, is, hey, let's go see if this young kicker that we're considering is going to go make a kick, and Shedeur hasn't done anything. Tyler Huntley might be able to lead us down there. So that would at least be a reason that I could get my head around.
Don't you think, though, that the difference between Davis and Loverdan is who can perform better on special teams? Isn't that really where
I think Davis can cover. I think he can return. I don't think Loverdan's a cover guy at 5'9". I think Davis gives you more versatility there.
Hmm. But Loverdan can also return, too. So, I mean, they both
can return. But I'm assuming they're going to keep DeAndre Carter, and that lessens the need for return.
Okay. I'll buy it.
Defensively, any major surprises coming? I'm wondering about Mike Hall. Is he injured? Is he good to go? What's going to happen there?
Yeah, I'm thinking Mike Hall won't be on the original 53, and they keep him on PUP. We saw him working out the other day. I can't tell from watching him work out if he's ready to go or not. I think them saying Aiden Huntington had made the team makes me think that my call would be on Pup. Not that it's necessarily one-for-one exchange, but, you know, you're keeping Mason Graham, you're keeping Malik Collins, you probably keep Shelby Harris. Now, maybe Shelby Harris is a guy that loses out, or Sam Kamara, depending on how many defensive line men they keep. But I, right now, I'm leaning toward Mike Hall being on Pup to start the year.
All right, let's talk Kevin Stefanski for a second. Can I go back and look at camp? Was this camp better, worse, or the same as every other camp?
It was certainly better than last year. I can't tell you. I remember the details of all six of his camps. But last year lacked a sense of urgency. I thought it lacked pace, lacked physicality. And a lot of that was, you know, Deshaun Watson coming off the shoulder. So he was getting reps, and they were trying to be careful with him, and I think it just kind of trickled down or permeated the entire practice and roster. And then they learned from that. And they were coming off the playoff season, and I think guys took things for granted, which obviously they shouldn't do. And then coming off 3-14, it's a different tenor, and they tried to set a different tone, and it's hard and toughness, you know, slogan they're using. You saw it. I mean, they tackled twice in practice. We've never seen them do that. I think that was the most obvious example. It was a lot of it, though. It was the tempo. It was the physicality. It was an urgency. You could feel it. So I thought this was a much better camp, but they needed it coming off what they did last year and what they did last year in camp.
Scott, is running back set, or are they looking around?
Yeah, they got to be looking around. Is it Pierre Strong Jr., who's, you know, was in a concussion protocol? I think that could affect things.
Yeah.
I think they liked what they saw out of Imani Marshall. He's a bigger back, which they don't necessarily have in, you know, certainly Samson. And even, I would say, Jerome Ford's not a big bruising back. And Marshall gives them that, and so does Judkins, but that's why we're having this conversation, because he's not here, and we don't know when he will be. So I think they're certainly in the market for a running back. I think they're in the market for a corner. And then after that, I'd say linebacker, offensive lineman.
What's the holdup on Judkins? Is it the NFL investigation? Are there contract negotiations that aren't going well? What do you think?
Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. I would lean more toward contract. I'm just guessing here, because, you know, they could bring him in, even if he suspended the first X number of games. You'd want him practicing. So
yeah,
you could bring him in practice before the league makes a decision. And the fact that they haven't, to me, points toward a contract issue. And it's probably, like you guys were talking about earlier, you know, that's a spot where the second-round picks get fully guaranteed money, or did this year.
Have, yeah.
But why, you know, the Browns have a point in saying, hey, you've already been in some trouble. We know what happened. You know, there's no formal charges, but you've been in trouble. You know, maybe they want to put clauses in there, and his guy say no, he was cleared. Let's go with the standard contract.
My last question, evaluate Joe Flacco for me. Where he is right now in his career, and what can he do for this team this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think he can win games. It's Joe Flacco. He still throws it really well. He moves okay, you know, for being 6'6 and 40. I think he gives him a chance to win. He's going to put him in the right spot. He's going to make a bunch of good throws. I think he and Jerry Jeudy and he and David Njoku and he and Harold Fannin Jr. have a chance to make big plays down the field. And we saw glimpses of that Saturday. You know, the key is, he stays healthy, which, you know, knock on wood for Joe, that he's done throughout his career. And then avoid those key interceptions. You know, the last time we saw Joe Flacco in a Browns jersey in a game that counted, threw two pick sixes. And that's been an issue for him the last couple of years that he's played. He knows that. He needs to avoid them. So if he can avoid the turnover, I think he's got a chance. I think he gives them the best chance to win games, especially early in the year against this really difficult schedule. And that's why I think it was a no-brainer to go with him as a starter.
Scott, thanks, buddy. We appreciate it as always.
Thanks, Scott.
Thanks, guys.
All right, let's be nicer to each other next time. Just saying.
Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownsZone.com.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes, and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW. Countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Sports Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, can you? No, but you can. Always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to Baskin and Phelps.
Watch your local NFL game every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
There's a big pause there. You're going really dramatic for me.
I just want people to understand the importance of Paramount Plus.
Sorry, I was jumping right in because I wanted to get back to it, but I'm glad you did that. Thank you very much. I'm sorry I misread your pause.
It's all right. Stay away from my paws, man. I got claws and paws.
That's what I hear.
Not saying
that's what I hear. Coming up in 17 minutes, Holly Rowe from ESPN is going to join us. So it'll be fun to talk to Holly.
Exciting.
And then right after Holly, Mike Florio, Pro Football Talk, will join us as well.
Wow, back to back?
Scott Patrick.
Old-fashioned doubleheader right there.
Yeah, and Scott was just with us, and Scott said Joe Flacco gives this team the best chance to win out of the chute.
Yes, he does.
Do you agree?
Yes, I totally agree. Put the guy out there with the experience, and when it goes sideways, then make a change if that's what you need to do. I think if Flacco comes out, looks good week one, then you should feel a little bit more comfortable about what you're seeing. I don't have a fantastic feeling about the entire season, but I think your best opportunity to win, especially when you're 0-0 and so was so everybody else, to stay competitive, Joe Flacco's the guy to start. He's the guy. If I'm Kevin Stefanski and I look in that room, I'm asking myself, who do I trust? And I trust Joe Flacco if I'm him.
Based on what we have seen in the preseason in games, there's no question about it. Joe Flacco is the guy you should start. You shouldn't start Shedeur Sanders. You shouldn't start Dylan Gabriel. Should you start Kenny Pickett? No. Based on the fact that Kenny's been out with a hamstring injury. I wonder at what point do they want to get a look at Kenny Pickett if they keep him? And I'm assuming they will, but I still think there's an outside chance that they don't. Situation to keep an eye on.
Wait. If Kenny is healthy, he's the next man in, right?
Well, I would think so. Let me explain.
I'm going to go this far and explain in a second. That if Kenny is healthy, and something, like, let's just say something goes sideways with Joe on play number one against Cincinnati, Kenny's the next guy in.
Oh, without question.
Okay, all right.
I think so.
Yeah.
Scott said maybe not because of the hamstring and he hasn't played a lot. But Scott said just that as a hypothetical. I think you're right. If something happens, I would think Pickett's in. I think it bears watching what the Raiders do with their quarterback situation. Because Geno Smith is there with Pete Carroll. And Aiden O'Connell, who played a lot for them last year, is their backup quarterback. He injured his wrist in the final preseason game. And he's out 6 to 8 weeks. So what do they do there? You know, do they try and go out and get an experienced guy? Well, Kenny Pickett's an experienced guy. You want to try and trade for him? Or do you want to, you know, do the Raiders love Dylan Gabriel? Do the Raiders love Shedeur Sanders? Just pay attention to what the Raiders might do.
Let me throw this at you. If the Raiders came to the Browns and said, we will give you anything higher, a fourth, a third, a second, or a first, and I'm not saying it's going to happen, for Sanders, would you do it for a fourth?
No.
You wouldn't?
No.
Third?
I want to see these guys, Andy.
Third?
I like players.
Are you saying no?
I'm saying no. I like players. I don't like picks. Picks become players. If you think you have a player you like, well, then you've already achieved your goal.
Dan?
Toss in the Villa at Caesar's Palace and you got yourself a deal.
For a fourth?
And the Villa at Caesar's Palace for a weekend.
What about a fifth and I give you the Villa for 2 weeks?
You got a deal.
The only way they do that is if they determine that they just don't like Shedeur or Dylan Gabriel.
If it's a fifth, then we need meal tickets.
You would take the fifth. If they offered us a fifth for him, you take it?
And the 2 weeks at the Villa at the Bellagio, and I get meal tickets.
Just keep an eye on what the Raiders are doing.
Any house money to play blackjack with?
Nah, maybe depending on my mood, tickets for something at the Sphere, though.
I want to go to the home of the Blue Devils. Raymond in Talmadge. Hello, Raymond.
Raymond?
Good morning, guys. I'm trying to get my energy up because I'm exhausted.
Yes.
So are we.
Yes.
And Monday.
Yeah, I'm right there with you, Andy. And one of the things, the Pickett thing's interesting to me because I look at, like, certain traits, and Pickett has the traits that Stefanski would want for an offense with rolling out and stuff like that. So it's interesting to see what he has, what if he wouldn't have gotten hurt. Yes, at this point, Flacco's the best guy to have out there. But I keep wondering, what if Pickett wouldn't have got hurt?
Me too.
I don't think they want to really see him.
Me too, Raymond.
Because he's the only guy, like I've said before, prototypical size, above average athleticism, and his age begins with two. So that's why you kind of want to see him, and I don't think the other two guys are ready. Now, one of the things I wanted to bring up, though, is especially after hearing some of the callers, especially about apparently they sent Sanders out to embarrass him, I just want to remind everyone that they don't care, the NFL doesn't care what I think, what you think, what Kuiper thinks, what Mary Kay thinks. They draft people on their evaluations. They get paid to do it. The entire NFL didn't think he was even a fourth round pick. I'm sorry. I'm a junior GM like everybody else. If you thought he was higher, you were wrong because that's what happened. So get over it because besides all the talk that's going on that's just stupid, it's just like the facts are he was drafted in the fifth round. It doesn't matter how much you loved him, if he was your QB crush or not. It's like that's what happened. That's what the guys who get paid and who will lose their job if they're wrong, thought of them. So we'll see what happens. I keep going back. I kind of like to see Pickett, and then we'll go on from there. But I'm like, everybody just needs to relax a little bit. Thanks, guys.
Amen, brother.
You got it, Raymond.
Amen. Thank you, Raymond.
I think Raymond's right on the money, actually. I think that's right.
Yeah.
I agree with him. I am curious to see what Joe Flacco does here in his second go-around with the Browns. I really am. I mean, he can still throw the football.
Mm-hmm.
He's not had a ton of success since leaving Baltimore, but he's had it here. And he is clearly, right now, with Pickett being messed up with his hamstring and not being able to or to really compete during camp, Joe's clearly the best option right now. And maybe that changes. You know, if what I wonder is this, is there a long leash on Joe Flacco? Or is that a situation where if by chance it's not going well, even just in a game, that they would take Joe out and bring in Kenny Pickett? I would be surprised at that, Andy.
I don't see that at all.
I don't either, except for one thing.
The only way Kenny's getting in is if Joe gets hurt or they decide in between games that they want to switch starters. I can't see them giving him the hook.
I would think that's probably true.
You know, the way he gets the hook is if, like, there are major issues during the game and he is not getting it done. I'm not opposed to switching quarterbacks in the fourth quarter of a game at any time. I'm not. If your starting quarterback doesn't have it that week, then you just go in a different direction. But this could be a long season. I don't want it to be, but if Flacco is successful week one, then you have hope. I think that's the problem. This is all about hope. And do you want them to make the playoffs this year? That's the question. Do you, truthfully, because you know you have two first-round picks next year. I want them to make the playoffs. I want them to pretend to me that, like, they want to make the playoffs in the beginning of the season. I want them to win every week. I want them to start winning week one. And your best opportunity to win week one is with Joe Flacco.
Yeah, I agree. But again, I'm just curious. I think what you laid out is what would happen. It wouldn't be a guy's getting pulled in the game unless he gets injured. But you could do it between games. I just wonder, and we don't know the answer to this, how much did they think, if at all, Kenny Pickett was the guy for this year? And if that's still the case, and they, you know, without the hamstring injury, he might have been the guy out there, how much do they want to see him now? You know?
Jeff, if Pickett comes in and wins the job right out of the gate, I think you're trading Flacco. I don't see a real need.
Well, except for one thing.
Unless you don't feel like Gabriel or Sanders can
exactly
play.
Exactly right. There it is.
And they don't want to walk down DTR road again. That's the issue. So it's just a very weird conundrum when you have two rookie quarterbacks.
It's different.
That's the hard part.
It's different.
And they did this to themselves. So
Cleveland's in Cleveland. Hi, Cleveland.
Cleveland!
Hey, guys. How you doing? I want to cut out the nonsense.
Okay.
Of the national people talking about how the Browns are setting up their own players to fail because they don't like them or whatever. And the thing about that is there was a quarterback named Tom Brady when he was in the first coming into the league, and he went through his first games, he was horrible, and he turned out to be the GOAT. So I got to go, and I'll let you guys talk about that. We need to cut it out. Bye.
Cleveland, thank you. I couldn't agree with Cleveland more as well.
There's one Tom Brady. Like, we've had this argument. I said this early on. Like, I was trying to make the arguments for quarterbacks that aren't drafted in the first round. Jeff, drop some wisdom on me on quarterbacks in the NFL that aren't first-round quarterbacks.
Very few of them become the guy, Andy. Very few.
I mean, there are only
three or four right now in the league who are starting quarterbacks who weren't first-round picks.
Yeah.
Not very many. Jalen Hurts, Brock Purdy, Russell Wilson, Geno Smith. I think Geno was the second. I think that might be it. Oh, Dak Prescott. So, a handful.
Yeah, and who's the lowest drafted guy in that group?
Brock Purdy.
Yeah, that's right. Brock Purdy was last. Mm-hmm. That's right. I forgot. Yeah,
Brock Purdy.
Yep.
It's a situation that we'll be paying attention to and talking about a little bit later on. Holly Rowe has worked for ESPN for a long time. You see her on the sidelines of football, basketball. She does a great job. She's going to be with us next. I can't wait to talk to her on Baskin and Phelps.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, BSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
You don't just live in your home. you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
The Browns preseason is over. Cuts coming up here tomorrow. We'll see roster decisions for Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski. So interesting, right? Don't miss a minute of The Fan with the latest breaking news during your workday or on the go. Stream us at 923thefan.com or on your free Odyssey app.
That's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back. Coming up at noon, Mike Florio from Pro Football Talk is going to join us. Coming up momentarily, veteran sportscaster Holly Rowe, who has worked for ESPN for over a couple of decades, and she's going to join us. Anxious to talk to her. Ohio State, Texas coming up on Saturday, my friend.
Oh, it's at noon, my friend. You pumped? I can't wait. Oh, of course I am. I'm really excited. I don't know if I'm going to Columbus or if I'm staying here, but so I'll figure it out. But I should probably do that by Friday.
Yeah, you should probably figure it out before game time. But actually, probably by about like 8 in the morning on Saturday.
Yeah, that's true.
It'll give you time to get there.
Yeah, figure out where I want to digest that game at Columbus or here. I being in Columbus sounds like a lot of fun. Ton of fun. Although I have work to do, so what am I going to do? What do you do?
Well, you do what gets you paid.
That's exactly right.
That's pretty simple, isn't
good
it?
Good answer there, Jeff.
Thank you very much.
That's why we have 14 unbelievable years of history on this show. Our anniversary is what, next week?
I don't know.
It's
coming
up. It's one of these days. 14 years. Freshmen in high school were being born when we first came on the air, Jeff. Just want to give you a little perspective.
Thank you very much, Andy.
It's good to be here, Jeff.
Very nice of you to lay that out like that.
You keep plugging away, little buckaroo. You'll get there one day.
Maybe. Just might get there one day.
Good crowd, by the way, at the game the other day. I sat in the stands for a good portion of the first half. And
ding!
You know, somebody brought up all the Sanders jerseys people were seeing. I saw
those were Cockcroft jerseys.
Oh, they were?
Yeah.
Oh, I missed that. I thought they were Colt McCoy jerseys. Still, Nick Chubb, I think, is still the leading jersey at the game.
Do you really?
Yeah, it's still. We were sitting in the
closely followed by Clay Matthews. There are more than a few Clay jerseys still around.
That's true. No, Nick Chubb still holds court in that stadium for jerseys.
Does he?
Yeah, he did. At least the other day, he did.
That's awesome.
I love people with their own name on the back of the jersey that have nothing to do with playing.
Okay.
Right?
Can I take your...
Just give me a Phelps jersey anytime. Next person that walks up to me with a Phelps jersey on, I will shake your hand and...
You know, there's a whole train of thought that why would you wear another person's name on your back?
When you're a kid, I don't think it's a big deal.
Okay.
Especially if you look up, I don't know, the questions, should these guys be held to the standards of idols or someone to look up to? I don't know. I'm done with that.
You are done with that.
If you're the highest paid player on the team, then knock yourself out.
So riddle me this one.
I think we're past that now.
You're an Ohio State fanatic, which is great.
Yep.
Are you watching Ohio State, Texas to see Ohio State? Or to see Arch Manning?
Oh, I'm both. Both.
Oh, come on. Now, that's
why
the cop
wouldn't
out
I be,
there.
If you're a Browns fan, why would I? You can't tell me there isn't a person in America that doesn't want to watch Arch Manning. If you're any kind of college football fan, you want to see him. I don't care who he's playing. And now you get this bar that will be set on Saturday when you're playing against the defending national champions. I mean, does it get any better than that? Yeah, maybe you start the game at night at 7 o'clock at night. But does it get any better than the fact that they're going to play this game?
Does it get any better than that? Yeah, you start at the game at 7 o'clock.
Yeah.
College football, noon, baby. Playing
like
in the afternoon.
Like it was supposed to be.
It's like it was supposed to be.
Save the, you know, these universities.
Like the NFL with 1 o'clock starts. That's the way you're supposed to go.
Yeah, these universities need to save money on electricity. So let's make sure we use as much of the natural resources we possibly can by playing the game in sunlight. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
So pumped.
Really, I like college football during the afternoon. I love it, actually.
I think big games should be played at night.
I get that. I understand that. And if there's a game that screams it should be an 8 o'clock start, it's Texas-Ohio State. It really does. I completely understand that. And I'm good with that. I get it.
I'll be honest. If I was NBC, I would have loved to have had that game in my Sunday night football slot. Right? Because you got the week off from the NFL. Wouldn't it have been great? NBC,
well, right that's there. Actually a really good idea.
Except for the fact that Fox paid all that money. Except for the fact that ESPN pays all that money. That's why. But although NBC's got the deal, too, with Peacock. Yeah. Man, if I was NBC, I would have done anything to get this game into my Sunday night football slot.
We're starting to get to the point, Andy, and it's getting there, where we have such a saturation of different outlets to watch football games where it's starting to get confusing.
Oh, it's not.
Don't you think? I do.
Jeff, every game is available to watch now. With the web, everything's available. You can watch anything.
I think so, too.
Yeah.
Shall we go to the fan hotline?
Including high school. Yes, we should.
She's been with ESPN for over two decades. She does a terrific job working the sidelines in so many different sports. It's silly. She's Holly Rowe. Holly, great to have you with us.
Hi, Holly.
Thank you for having me. Hi, guys.
You good to go? Everything set for the season? Are you pumped up?
I'm pumped. I'm actually a little stressed today because I'm just sitting here looking. I have three games in the first 8 days of the season.
Woo!
And it's like prepping six college football teams when they don't really want to put out their depth chart. And you're trying to figure out who to prep. So I'm literally sitting in my hotel room in Chicago prepping Clemson, LSU, TCU at North Carolina, and then Michigan OU next weekend. So my head is spinning right now.
You know what? I'll know your head will stop spinning when you go to look at your direct deposit. You're like, okay, I'm glad I did all those games.
About that?
Yeah, life is good. Life is good.
I love that you think I even know if I get paid for these. I'm that obnoxious girl that, you know, I would be like crawling on my hands and knees to go to these college football games, and that they're paying me. I still feel like I can't believe they're not on to me yet.
Holly, we totally get it. We understand it. We feel the same way. But I got to tell you, at the end of the day, and you've been doing this long enough, that it still feels good to be able to buy food when you're done. So love the game, but you still got to eat.
100.
You got to eat.
Yeah, I hear you.
Holly, before we get into some football, you're working with Allstate's Fall Good Works team and really kind of accentuating student-athlete leadership, character-driven initiatives, overall community impact. Explain something about the program, how folks can get involved.
So I know you guys have heard about this forever because you're football people of, you know, Allstate has had the Good Works team forever. You remember like Tim Tebow, Kirk Cousins, you know, there's been a lot of really big time college football players on this Good Works team. So Allstate has expanded their program to all sports, all all genders. So I'm really excited about it because now women can be part of the Good Works team. So we've had some incredible athletes like Paige Beckers, Sophia Groth, and Auburn gymnast was one of our highlights. Penn State golfer Jamie Morris was one of our highlighted athletes. And so yesterday I got to go to Chicago Loyola University and surprised the goalkeeper of the men's soccer team, Aiden Crawford. He is the captain for our Fall Good Works team. He has started a Special Olympics chapter at Loyola Chicago from the ground up, and we honored him with the first captaincy of the fall team. And it was just so special. His whole family's there. His whole team is there. The stands are packed. We get to run out on the field and give him his captain's jacket and really just honor the leadership and great work he's doing in his community. So I'm an altruistic type reporter. I'm always like, I want to tell the happy good stories. And we're hearing a lot of negative stories about college sports and college athletes right now. And I just really love it that Allstate wants to be the people who are shining a light on all the positive things that these young people are doing. So that was really cool.
That's awesome. Cool stuff. Plus, you can't score an extra point without Allstate, right? Like someone's got to sponsor the net
exactly.
behind
the net.
It is what it is. All right. Obviously, we have a huge game coming up here in the state of Ohio on Saturday when Ohio State and Texas go toe to toe. Just your thoughts. I mean, this is a major barn burner that we're going to have here. Arch Manning. Your thoughts on that game and just having such a big game so early.
Yeah, I love it. I think it's so good for college football. I think it's good for fans. You know, there's nothing negative about it. I think the one thing I worry about is, so I came to Columbus last December. Ohio State had just lost to Michigan, and people were like, we hope Ohio State loses in this college football playoff game so they can fire Ryan Day. And I was so angry and so frustrated because I know what a good coach he is. I had spoken to all five team captains, do you believe in this coach? And they all said, yes, we love him. And sure enough, they were right, and they knew better, and they go on this magical run to win a national championship. So here's my lecture to the fan base. Texas is really good. There's a chance they can win this game because Ohio State lost so much talent from that roster last year. So let's not jump on a negative bandwagon to start the season, right? That's my one little soapbox. Now I'm going to step off of it. Texas is really good for this reason. They're going to be able to run the football. C.J. Baxter is a big, strong running back who was out last year with injury. He's back for Texas. They've got another running back who rushed for 1,000 yards last year who is back. And so then they've got Arch Manning, who is also a threat to run the football. So I believe in this game, the key for Ohio State is can they stop the run because they lost so many guys. You know, J.T. Tuimoloau, Jack Sawyer, all the guys that they lost up front on that defensive line. To me, this game comes down to can Ohio State's front hold up and stop the run. Now this is one other little inside football thing that you guys might want to point your eyes to is the offensive line for Texas is going to be totally new. I think they have one returning starter. They have a young man who moved from right guard to center. So there's going to be a lot new up front for Arch Manning as he tries to settle into that role and be good. So to me, that's really the story of the game is Ohio State defensive front against the Texas offensive line. That's where you need to look.
Holly, big picture college football question. How much did you enjoy the first ever time that you had playoff games on campus rather than bowl games? I thought it was unbelievably exciting. Oh. But I also thought you brought up a great point. Like I've covered Ohio State for a couple decades now. I've never seen anything like what you were talking about when it comes to the fan base. Like, it was such a weird game. The Tennessee game. So I'm just your thoughts on on-site campus playoffs. Yeah.
Okay. First of all, I freaking loved it. Having games that are playoff games that mean that much on campuses, like, you know, watching Notre Dame, it was like magical with the snow, you know, all that stuff. I just thought it was the most exciting we've had in college football as long as I can remember. I just thought it was so great for the sport. That game was weird because the Tennessee fans traveled. I was just amazed. And I shouldn't be surprised because Tennessee fans are great. But they had packed the horseshoe. And so, like, you know, Ohio State runs out, and it's almost louder as Tennessee runs out. And I'm like, what is happening? It was a very surreal experience. But then Ohio State came out and had a very successful first drive. And that was it. As soon as they scored in that first quarter on a long touchdown pass to Jeremiah Smith, they came over to the sidelines and sat down on the bench, and I just saw this collective exhale of like, like, okay, we can do this. We've got this. Like, they had exercised all the demons of not being able to move the ball against Michigan in that one drive. And I saw it and I felt it. And everything changed. And they went on to just trounce Tennessee. So I think that positivity from that fan base is really important in this opening game. But I loved it. I just thought it was absolutely incredible. And I will never forget being at the Horseshoe for that.
Holly Rowe joining us from ESPN. Holly, the game coming up for Ohio State, everybody's here in Ohio ready to see, you know, what the Buckeyes can do this year. The Cleveland Browns have several first-round draft choices next year. They're still in search of a quarterback. Everybody assumes Arch Manning, if he comes out, will be the number one pick in the draft. That's a big assumption for a guy who hasn't played much college football. What do you hear about Arch Manning and his abilities?
Yeah, so I had an interesting year last year because I got to see Texas. I think I might have done 5 Texas games. I saw them a lot. And I just kept trying to figure out, you know, why is Quinn Ewers continuing to start? If Arch is really this good, what is the reason that he's not getting more playing time, right? And I just think that he is a big, strong, talented kid, a lot of arm talent. But seeing the field and being able to process quickly and know the plays, for whatever reason, Steve Sarkisian just trusted Quinn Ewers more at that point in their careers. So to me, I think Arch on paper has all of the tools, obviously, you know, the legacy, but can he process quickly and run the offense and see what he needs to see? I think that's a real question mark, because if he was brilliant at it, he would have been playing more last year. So I want to see this young man grow. But also, you know, be patient with him and give him some time to grow, because as I said, they've got that rebuilt offensive line in front of him. That matters. Their center last year that helped lead them to the national championship, Jake Majors, he was a 5-year starter, you know, 5-year guy. So I think that people have got to be patient. He's not going to be perfect out of the gate, but I think the talent is there. I just want to see if he can process and, you know, run the team like Steve Sarkisian wants.
Holly, we only have like 1 minute left here, but I just want to get your insight on this. Tell me quarterbacks that Browns fans, or any one, maybe another quarterback Browns fans should keep their eye on in case they do have a high draft pick next year.
Well, you know, we're going to LSU at Clemson is our first game over the weekend. And there's 2 quarterbacks in that game that are both potential high pro picks, in my opinion. Garrett Nussmeier. He's a little bit undersized, but he's feisty. His arm talent, I think he sees the field well and delivers the ball really well. And then Cade Klubnik, you know, he is a big, strong kid, 6'2", 209 pounds. Proved that he can be a better quarterback last year, 36 touchdowns, just 6 interceptions. So, you know, those are 2 guys right out of the gate that you can draw your eyes to that could be high pro picks, both at LSU and Clemson.
Holly, great to have you with us. And again, Holly, heavily involved with Allstate's Fall Good Works team. Congratulations on that, and best of luck this season, Holly.
Holly, come back on again. We'd love to have you back on.
Anytime. You ask me anytime. I love talking ball with you all. Anytime.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.